Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is a day that the Lord hath made. We'll be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him and be joyful. Not a lot to say, but this morning I was reading, and a couple things hit me, and it just blessed me. If you go to James chapter 1, now, James is written to the 12 tribes, which I'll go over. So when you read the word, you always have to know who the book is written to. But there's a couple of principles in here that are super interesting. Not even interesting, I'm just grateful for them. If you go to chapter 1, verse 1, it says, James, a servant of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. Greetings. Now, 12 tribes, those are the 12 tribes of Israel. So this isn't directly written to us as believers. But like I said, there's a couple principles in here. Verse 2, my brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patient endurance, but let patient endurance have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. This goes back to that other verse, which is tribulations work with patience, patience experience, and experience hope. And hope, which is the expectation of future good, will never cause shame. Let it have its perfect work. Don't freak out if you're going through trials in life. But let me keep going because it's interesting. Verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally. And abradeth not. And abradeth not means to suggest blame for anything. And this is what I love. God is not sitting there looking at you with blame, charging you with blame. Ask of God liberally and he'll provide liberally. But ask specific requests, which is supplications. If you lack wisdom, you ask God. Again, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and abradeth, or again, doesn't suggest blame for anything, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, in believing, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. When you ask God, you can't be afraid. You can't be wavering. You got to believe what God tells you about yourself. You got to believe and ask in the name of Jesus Christ and believe God will take care of it. But verse 6, but again, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Verse 7, for let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. Now, I always think this is interesting because I do think you need to change your mind and believe for good things. Constantly believe for good things. But you got to ask God to open the door and to close the door, because there's so many things that we ask and you know not what you ask for. I'm telling you, man, if you don't own a business yet or you want to own a business, one of the things that just blew my mind is I always wanted from a child, I wanted to own a business. But my expectation was we were going to go in, start the business, and voila, make a ton of money and, you know, get really big and it's going to be a conglomerate. Let me tell you, that's not the way life goes. And it changes and it forces you to change in life. But you don't know what you're asking for all the time. And you got to let God work in your life to bring you to the place he wants to bring you and have a heart towards that. Think on that so that when you're there, you're in a state of rest. Again, it's not just your rest. It's the rest that God wants us to be in so that he performs the work and you sit back. That's why I always pray when I ask God, I ask him to open the door or to close the door, even if it's something I want. Like my brother and I were talking about a new business. And I think that there's a lot of possibilities in this business, but we don't go in and just go for it. We ask God to open the door and to close the door, and however he wants, however he sees fit. Because let me tell you, you could do really, really well in life, but you lose your entire family. You lose the time with your family and your friends and the things that are more important than just work and money. But you don't know unless you have a heart towards God, believing he's going to take care of it. And that's why that thing where it talks about we are to strive to enter into God's rest, where he ceased from his works and he watched the whole planet. You know, he works out 6 days and then ceased from his work. And that's when the bounty came. It's the same thing in your life. If you can just ask God and walk in that and have believing he knows what's best for you and he's going to take care of it, it's a wonderful place to be when you get to the other side. But there will be trials and tribulations, no doubt. Finally, brethren, verse 8, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. And again, this whole thing about sin consciousness, which actually it's really interesting if you keep going down through probably like verse 13. If you're not juggling your conscience towards God, it's a nice place to be. It's a nice place to be because again, your carnal mind is in enmity against your spiritual mind. The carnal mind, which works towards death, is in enmity or in direct opposition to your spiritual mind, which walks towards life. And if you can be just settled on one, which is godly, the spiritual one, you're not. It's easier to be stable in your life and sit in a place of peace. Again, when you pray, you got to ask God to just do his will and be open to whatever that will is, because it will be a blessing always in the long term, sometimes short term, sometimes it's immediate, but he'll bless you continually throughout that process. But again, all of it is about to get to know God. He sets the day side by side in order that we find nothing past him. Never forget that. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, when you pray to God, never to Jesus Christ. Pray to God, lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, when the foghorn.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for today and for everything that's going on. I pray for my brother and my sister-in-law that they can, the kitchen that comes in is good and they're not battling that and it all works out beautifully, Father. I thank you again for my family and my friends and the people you put in my life. I thank you for our employees that you just work with them and bless them. And if there's anything that I need to do, that you put that on my heart and or my brother or my sister-in-law. And I thank you for just every single moment that we have and that you continually do those things that are best for us. And I'm just grateful we can go to you and your word for anything. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.